producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off this segment and go with Charlene. Hi, Charlene.
Hey.
How can I help?
Hey, this is the first time I ever heard your show, but I was calling in.
Well, welcome.
In 1993, I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue.
Okay.
And I'm doing tremendously better. I turned to natural remedies and did a lot of changes in my diet, and I'm better. Okay. But this last, and in 2003, they put me on a thyroid and progesterone and estrogen hormones, which made it tremendously better, because before that it was almost like impossible to hardly get out of bed. But anyway, I'm a lot better. But this past year has been a really stressful year, real stressful. And I'm having lots of trouble now with my hormones. I can tell they're all out of balance, and I'm having trouble with it. And, you know, weight gain and my sleeping is really, really bad right now. And just tremendous amount of stress and anxiety. And I know my cortisol is probably is shooting like out of the roof, because I had trouble with my adrenals before, and the last time the doctor told me that my adrenals were wiped out again. And I didn't know if there was any suggestions you could give me as far as trying to get my stress levels, like, you know, cortisol down, because I feel like the cortisol is maybe what is affecting all my other hormones and getting them all thrown out of balance.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Well, a couple things. First, what is your age?
Well, I'm 49 now.
Okay, so you're still a spring chicken. So, with a couple of things, hormones. Have you had blood testing done recently to check everything, like all three estrogens, progesterone, human growth hormone? All, has that been checked recently at all?
Oh, they checked it in May. They checked my female hormones, my thyroid, and my progesterone and testosterone. All of those, and also at one time I did have a lot of trouble with vitamin D being low. I've got it now in the range of around 60.
But oh, that's good.
I have to take around anywhere from 5 to 10,000. I use to keep it at that level. If I drop down below 5,000, it drops back down into the 50s. So
okay, keep your voice into the phone, because we're losing you a little bit.
I'm sorry.
You're fading out on us.
Okay.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. And so I've had them checked, and the last time I had them checked, my estrogen was too high, so I decreased my estrogen, and then I get to where it's messing up my sleep. I'm having terrible weight gain, and just I start having all kinds of symptoms, and I can't get them balanced. But I'm fixing to go next week and have them tested again. But it's just like, my sleep's been affected, and like I said, I know a lot of it's the stress. This year's been a real financial struggle this year, and a lot of hardship with it.
Yeah, that's happened with a lot of people.
Yeah,
I mean, really, it's not just something that the media is hyping up. It's true. It's really going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, the sleep issue. If you had to say, out of all the issues you have going on, what is the one thing you want to correct right now that's driving you the most crazy? Sleep?
The anxiety, which is affecting my sleep. You know, I'm having trouble sleeping. I wake up not being able to stay asleep, and I feel stressed out. I feel stressed all the time.
Okay. A couple things to think about, right? So you can't go to sleep. I mean, you can go to sleep, but you can't stay asleep.
Well, I have trouble getting there, too. I take melatonin and 5-HTP and GABA to go to sleep.
Does that work, though, the 5-HTP and the melatonin? Does that help?
Yeah. If I don't
it
take
does.
It, I
okay.
can't.
Yeah.
If I don't take the melatonin, I don't even get sleepy.
Can't even get there.
Mm-mm.
How's your diet? Good or bad?
It's pretty good. I mean, of course, over Christmas I didn't as good, but I do a pretty clean diet.
What does that mean, clean? Like, what would you eat for breakfast?
My breakfast is usually fruit, and then I do a protein drink. Sometimes I have oatmeal, just like oatmeal with fruit in it.
Do you get much fat in your diet?
My fat is usually from, like, nuts, like walnut, and I do a little olive oil, and I do coconut oil, and that's the kind of oil, that's the kind of fats I get. And I
okay,
do
no, that's great.
You know, chicken, and, I mean, we do some red meat, maybe two or three times. I may do too much of that, but two or three times a week, but I do chicken.
No, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
And,
now, here's the deal. With brain chemistry, which is probably what you're dealing with, if you have a lot of anxiety and it's tough to go to bed,
yep.
and then you can't stay asleep once you get there unless you take something like melatonin. Interestingly enough, that's why I was asking those questions. Melatonin triggers the production of serotonin in the brain, which is one of our feel-good chemicals, but it also keeps us out of a depressed mode, and it keeps us, you know, of course, in a good sleep mode because it helps us get into the REM cycle in the delta stage of sleep, which is that deep level, okay? Now, GABA is the one neurotransmitter, the brain chemical, that will make us chill out. And if GABA levels get low, too low, we freak out. Okay, so, I mean, it makes us really anxious. It makes us just jittery and all those sorts of things. So just to kind of go down a path with you a little bit, the two we're focused on in this, GABA and serotonin. But the one thing about GABA is a lot of times I'll mention to people, hey, go check this out. These are foods you should always include in your diet. GABA's got a pretty restrictive type of situation where you got to be really careful with a lot of foods because certain foods can actually lower your GABA levels and put you in a state that, you know, obviously would not be a lot of fun, which is where you are right now. So let me tell you the kind of foods that will actually lower GABA levels, making you more anxious and not able to sleep. All right. These are the foods, and they're healthy foods too, which is what's so difficult. Peanuts, walnuts, hazelnuts, almonds, cheese, oatmeal. How many of these things have you already told me you eat? Barley, wheat, rice, salmon, spinach, and beans. So those foods right there will affect your GABA levels, increase anxiety, and cause you not to be able to sleep that well. Okay? So, I mean, and you're thinking, well, my gosh, it's a ton of food. Well, not really. I mean, there's tons of nuts, right? There's all kinds. All kinds of fish that you can eat. All kinds. You want to stay away from grains anyway. But, I mean, you know, spinach and beans, you can do any kind of peas. So chickpeas, garbanzo beans, you know, chickpeas, which are garbanzo beans, but they're really more of a pea than a bean. So those really wouldn't affect it that much. And there's just a host of other foods. But I would be careful. I mean, foods can affect us in so many ways, as you know. I mean, stress is a big one in what you've dealt with. But your foods really can biochemically make a big difference in the body and the way you feel. Now, are you exercising at all?
Walk. Yeah, I walk at least 2 miles and a day. And I do like a walk combination jog. And then I do some yoga and I do some Pilates.
That's great.
I do some light workout with weights, but since I had the chronic fatigue, I can't do weights with very much weight at all. It's just low amount.
To help with GABA levels, and then serotonin is another big animal. You're doing the right kind of supplements that can be helpful. Just make sure you're taking plenty of fish oil, not gel caps, but actually tablespoon is typically what's recommended on many of the different brands. But also the foods are very helpful too. Mushrooms, fish, except for salmon because of the GABA levels, chicken, red meat, which you've already been eating, you said, and turkey. All those can be very beneficial too. So your diet is the key though. Watch out for gluten. Gluten is a protein found in all those grains. And that is a big trigger for brain chemistry related issues. That might be something you want to consider looking into as well. Keep me posted on how things are going here on the show. And thanks for being a new listener and thanks for calling in.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get help me online at OnCallRadio.
Well, lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Why this show is about you. It's about your health and your life. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Got a network of providers now around the country that are carrying out this mission to get you from where you are to where you need to be in prevention, lifestyle, and nutrition-based care, which I think is at the forefront of healthcare in general. And you really want to get into it. And I know that everyone's gearing up for the political election coming around the corner. And, of course, healthcare is a big topic with Obamacare, wondering what's really going to play out with that. But, you know, the great thing about it, and I'm not really, I've got my pros and my cons, which I think I could probably take an entire hour to go into. But I will tell you this. One thing I'm excited about, if you had to give a pro in this, is that they do have a strong arm written in there for prevention. And that there's going to be money funded for preventative-based care, which I think is extremely important. We've got to fix what's broken, and we've got to have a great way to do that. And physicians don't need to get, you know, salaries that are and make money that's just peanuts either for the work that it takes to become one. I think you definitely need to be rewarded for that. But at the same time, I think that preventative care, which is extremely weak in our healthcare system right now. I mean, lifestyle prevention, we don't get it in medical school. I'll tell you that right now. Zero. I mean, nutrition, lifestyle-based. Ask your family doctor how much nutrition they had and how much of a stance on prevention they were taught. You're not. You're taught all the disease, and you're taught how to fix them as best you can, or manage them, really, is probably a better way to put that. But it's interesting, and I think it's an area and field that is coming on strong because we're learning more about it, and also because it's coming to the forefront and the people are demanding it, which I'm glad that you are. And a lot of what this show is about is lifestyle-based care, nutritional-based care, and just a combination of all of it. But really, it's about finding a path and finding a way for you to be able to live better, have more energy, feel better than you ever have, and you don't have to be stuck where you are. Too many people are getting into their 40s and 50s feeling like the life has been sucked out of them. They don't have any energy. We've gone through so much stress in the economy, and people can't recover. And not only recover financially, but they can't recover emotionally, and they can't recover physically either. It's a tragedy, and I'm on a mission to make sure that you live a healthy life, and your family, your kids, your grandkids, you can pass down a health legacy, and so that people can understand that you can live a great life, full of energy, full of vitality, and empower others to do the same. Our quote for the day comes from Elizabeth Stanton. It says, "Truth is the only safe ground to stand on." And that is powerful. Krista, you're next. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Happy New Year.
Same to you, Krista. What's going on?
Hey. Well, first of all, I just want to say, because I just was hearing you talk about the network provider, and I just wanted to say thanks for being the big factor in how I chose my doctor here in Nashville when I moved here a year ago. And so just want to say thanks for that. And,
absolutely.
And I really appreciate it. I just got back, actually, about half an hour ago from a crazy whirlwind trip of driving. Like, I looked at my tripometer or whatever it's called, and it was like 3,300 miles in the last 2.5 weeks.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, with my dog. So, yeah, safe trip all the way there and back and all around the Midwest.
Wow.
And friends, it was great. Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. It's really good to just be walking around and not behind the wheel, honestly. I'm sure you can imagine. But I do have a question about that and something that happened over the Christmas holiday that okay. I'm still dealing with here.
Sure.
So I woke up on Christmas morning, kind of went to bed feeling a little like just, you know, where you barely feel a little like funk. Well, but it's not enough to really make it think anything, but woke up like 3 a.m. on Christmas morning, just where it's almost impossible to swallow, your throat hurts so bad, you know?
Right.
And mainly on the left side, and the kind where it's like it's in your ear, it's in your throat, it's all connected, and just went, oh no, because I was going to be doing stuff at church that morning, and so I, not to drag it out, but you know, I took the Theraflu, I took the emergency packet, I took the zinc lozenge, and I was like, no way, no how. Made it through that Christmas morning church service, and was like feeling pretty confident, like, hey, it is, you know, that was just a fluke. Well, that night, my family had to rent a cabin up in Boulder, and it was like a Mack truck hit me. I mean, it was awful. I felt so horrible, just the whole throat, everything just, I mean, I was like unconscious on the couch like the whole entire night, and they couldn't even wake me up. So, but I continued all the, I mean, like no other emergency, and my neti pot and everything I could think of. And in like, and that next day, that was that Monday, like by Monday night or even the afternoon, I was like, I think I whipped this thing, which was awesome. I'm like, you know, with how bad, I mean, because my throat hurt so bad and everything,
oh, yeah.
everything connected, you know. And so I was like, seriously, a day and a half and I can whip that thing. I was feeling pretty confident and like pumped up about my immune system. And and so then like some kind of heavy emotional stuff happened a couple days later, and not very much sleep and all that, and I woke up and was like, oh, I feel it again, kind of on the other side, but definitely not as bad. And I, you know, kept taking everything, and then, and it was fine. And so I've really felt fine ever since. But then, I don't know, I was trying to think how many days ago it was. Like, probably 4 or 5 days ago, I guess, just testing it, I noticed that on the, like on the underside, well, basically, I have this huge swollen lymph node is all I can figure out, but it is on the same side that the kind of that sickness started, you know?
Yeah, where it started.
Hey, yeah.
Hang tight for just a second. We're going to go into a commercial break, and we'll talk about swollen lymph nodes and, you know, the sore throat and just whether it's a virus or bacteria, and kind of get down to the nuts and bolts of it. I've got a couple of questions I want to ask you, too, just about that, and we'll get into more detail when we come out of this break. So hang tight, Krista. Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicine.
I have been very active, and still am all my life, and I sat and tripped over some heavy concrete sidewalk, fell flat on my face, but the worst damage was to my rib cage. I thought maybe I'd broken or cracked a rib. I discovered Amino Active. I had a great night's sleep. Otherwise, I could have been miserable. There are no side effects. It's non-toxic.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 855-442-6466. That's 855-442-6466.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And you can help me online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Now, going into break, talking with Krista. She's got some issues going on with some swollen lymph nodes. But, Krista, you were telling me it was really weird. You went on this long trip, and you were driving all over. And, of course, the immune system probably went down a little bit with all the stress that goes along with that. But started out on one side of your throat, got really, really sore, knocked you out, moved to the other side. And you kept feeling like you were overcoming it, and then it would come back. So it's almost like it kept moving around, right?
Yeah, just twice. I mean, really bad for like a day and a half on the first side, and then felt like I kicked it, and then just a little bit on the other side, kicked that, and I feel good now. But the thing that's left over, which, you know, if I'd had this before, maybe I'd know, but it's just this, it's really painful on kind of underneath my chin, kind of back by my jawbone, like right under, I don't know if I'm explaining that very well, but just kind of like right under the jawbone, and I... on the left side and swollen, it hurts. And it's not even that it's making my throat sore. It's just in that one area. And I'm like, well, should I be worried? Not worried, but like maybe it'll just go away. It's been about, I guess, 5 days that I noticed it. But just
you haven't
really
gone
annoying.
To a doctor yet during this whole time, right? You haven't been to see a doctor?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. This is what I would do. And, you know, there's nothing to freak out over, but I would go in and see your family physician and just get some blood work done. They'll do basic blood work. I mean, just with a little simple blood test, they can find out if it's viral or bacterial and kind of what's going on. You just want to see what it is. I think that'd be a smart thing to do. That's what I would do for my own self. I would do that. Just because the blood tests are going to give you a great reading. And, I mean, as far as natural things, all the things you're talking about doing is great. I mean, you know, think about it. The vitamin C and keep your vitamin D levels up. Those are always good things to do, you know, for the immune system and, you know, keep eating healthy, all that kind of thing. You want to maintain that because if it is viral or if it's bacterial, either one, you want to keep the immune system as strong as it can so it can knock it out. And will it probably resolve on its own? Probably. But is it good to go in and know that you had a viral infection or bacterial? Yeah, because viral infections tend to come and go and be gone. But bacterial infections can linger. And if it's bacterial in nature, you might want to look into an antibiotic to knock the thing out. It just depends on what it is. Okay? So that's why it's kind of good for them to kind of track and see exactly what it is. But that's, Krista, that's what I would do. And that's... You know, I know you're probably like, well, I only want to take natural things to knock it out. But it's good information, and I'm an information guy. I like that stuff. And I'm a huge blood test guy, as you know. So that's going to give you good info, and then, of course, you'll be able to make a good decision. And the doctor will, too, on which direction. It doesn't mean you stop the natural stuff, but I would go in and do that, okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, getwellradio.com, and shoot me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. Now, celiac disease, as we know, is a challenge within itself, and it's where you have an intolerance to gluten. And gluten is, of course, it's a protein found in most grains, and we have a hard time with it. The body doesn't handle it very well. But celiac patients often are plagued by abdominal pain, lack of appetite, constipation, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stemming from an inability to process foods containing gluten. But at least 1,700 Americans are forced to make dietary adjustments due to the disease and, of course, dealing with the release of that. So to gauge how adherence to the eating routines might affect other health issues, the research team conducted a poll of 177 women who were diagnosed with celiac disease. Now, it's interesting because celiac disease, for so long, we've connected, and this was done at Penn State University, this celiac disease we've always associated with gluten, and we say that, well, if you don't have celiac disease, then gluten's okay for you as far as in your diet. Well, what we found is that people are gluten sensitive. So all these different kind of health challenges that we're seeing, like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and arthritis even. A lot of the health challenges that are nagging, that have a little bit of pain or irritation in the body, really at the end of the day, we're finding that gluten is a root cause of so many of these health challenges that it's unbelievable. And if you don't believe it is, like people just say, well, that's just a bunch of bunk. Or that's a bunch of hype. Well, all right, do this for me then. If you're dealing with a health challenge, I don't care what it is, and it's nagging, meaning that it's just been there, you've taken medicine, you have exercised, you've eaten healthy and all that, and it just won't go away. It just doesn't seem to want to leave you, okay? Come off gluten products, foods, for 8 weeks. Do that little test. And then you send me an email or call me on the show. and say, you know what, Dr. Asa, I actually did this. And, oh, man, I feel better than I've felt in a long time. See, health is really common sense. And once we start understanding things that bring health to the body, there's two types of foods. Okay? There's foods that bring health to the body, and there's foods that take health out of the body. And you have to decide which one of the group that you really want to be a part of. I don't know about you, but I want to eat things and put stuff in my body that bring health to it. And I'm not just saying that this is all there is, just eating and you know, but your health is pretty, as we say in the South, daggum important. Because when you lose your health, you lose everything. You lose the ability to have energy to be around your, you know, be with your kids and with your spouse and to have energy to get things done during the day and be excited about life. You begin to lose that. And you don't want to lose it. You want to be excited. You want to be able to thrive and not just barely make it. And there's ways to do that, but you don't have to be stuck. You've got to want that. You've got to want to get well. And with celiac disease, yes, it is a complete intolerance to gluten. Like, it will make you deathly ill if you eat gluten, any of the gluten-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. That's where any flour-based food is going to contain gluten. In most oatmeal, because it's produced in the same plants that other wheat products and other grains are, the little particles can float over and get into the oatmeal, and so most oatmeal is contaminated with gluten. Now, that sounds crazy, like some big conspiracy, but it's true. It really is. And if you don't believe so, just try it for yourself. Brain chemistry, your mental clarity will increase. It's unbelievable how much of an impact that gluten really has on our body. And there are four flours, though, just to give you kind of the flip side, that does not contain gluten, that you can knock it out and have fun with it. Pasta, whatever you want to do. Rice flour, buckwheat flour, coconut flour, and hemp flour. Those four are very, very good and, of course, free of gluten and can be, you know, eaten, consumed, and you'll do fine. So if you have allergies or sensitivities to it, then you'll be good to go. So anyway, little tip on gluten. A lot of people think, well, it's not that big of a deal. Actually, what we're finding out is that it's a big deal. And they're saying that in this study that patients that responded to questions regarding how well they stuck to their gluten-free diet, so they were kind of testing them to gauge, they said that their stress levels and clinical depression, their thoughts and actions, all of these issues actually improved. And they did a study on this with non-celiac patients, and all the people that were non-celiac actually got better. Their depression, all the different things that they were dealing with, improved. So what's the conclusion? Well, people that are celiac, they're dealing with celiac, definitely don't need it. But the people that aren't diagnosed with celiac actually improve their health by coming off of gluten. So how do you like them apples? I mean, right there, you got, you know, it's pretty amazing stuff. And it's not hard to eliminate. People think, well, gosh, you know, I love bread and all that. You don't have to stop eating bread. There's all kinds of bread. Make your bread with, or buy it at the grocery store in the organic section made with rice flour. Rice bread, I ate some today. It's phenomenal. So you don't have to be, it's like no grains ever again. And it's, you know, you're being militant about this whole thing. And that's not what this is. It's about making better choices. It's about understanding there are options out there that you don't have to go through the fast food line. And if you do, there are options at fast food places. We can talk about that. Good questions about that. We'll talk about it. But it's about taking the life that we live in, the society that we live in, and making healthier choices when the goal really is, just so you know, for you to be unhealthy. Because if you stay unhealthy, then, of course, you need, you know, more medications, and it's just a big cycle. And a lot of us just aren't educated in that way, and my goal is to educate. That's what I do. So send me an email. We'll talk about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And our preferred wellness providers, got a lot of emails that come in about this. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based preventative care, and helping you kind of lifestyle your way back to better health, giving you guidance, coaching you in the process. We've got a great team around the country that we're building right now. So keep in touch with us. If you need anything, send us an email, phone call, and our team members during the day will be able to get you to whomever you need. All right, let's go to Warren now on the phones. Warren, welcome to the show.
Hi, doctor. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me.
Absolutely, man. What's up?
Well, what's going on is this. I'm 47, and I'm in reasonably good health. Bottom line is that over the years I had damaged my hearing, basically due to partying and heavy metal, if you will. So I've got some pretty severe ringing in my ears.
Well, which ear is it that you're getting the tinnitus? Is it in the left ear or right ear?
Both ears.
Oh, it's both. Okay. And did it come on all of a sudden, or has it been gradual?
Many years, doctor. Many, many years.
Many years.
Basically,
okay.
Going back to some loud concerts when I was a teenager. And it was off and on for most of my life. But, of course, as I've gotten older, it's gotten a bit worse.
When's the worst that it bothers you?
If I'm in a completely silent room, it will drive me insane.
All right, let's do this. Let me go into this commercial break, and we'll talk about tinnitus when we come out. And it's a real challenge, you're right, but there are some answers, and we'll get into that in just a minute, so hang tight. We'll be right back.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hi, America's Health Coach here. I've been an avid exercise enthusiast for years. In my 25 years of working out, I've used at least a dozen different brands of whey protein powders. I took them to ensure I was getting an easily assimilated protein source to repair my muscle tissue. And all that time, I've never taken a product that's produced the kind of results I'm now having with One World Whey. I mix One World Whey chocolate and water, and it tastes great. After 20 minutes, the energy from the drink kicks in and makes me feel a profound improvement in energy and weight. Well-being that lasts for hours with my busy and demanding schedule, and finding One World Whey keeps me fueled and picks me up. Feel more strength and energy and even a better mood. This is the most amazing whey protein powder I've ever taken. Being a doctor, I'm very selective about what I put into my body. If you'd like to give it a try, check out the single serving products they have. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also go online, getwellradio.com. Going to the break, talking with Warren. And we're dealing with tinnitus or tinnitus, however you want to say it. It's pronounced actually both the same way. But you got ringing in the ears, in both ears, and it's been going on for a long time, Warren, because, he, like you said, been going into concerts and loud music for many, many years. And it's, I guess, has it slowly progressed or has it been this strong for this long?
It's been this strong for probably about 5 years or 5 years now, and it has gotten a bit worse. I do know that, for example, if I get very upset or I'm angry or something that's distressing is going on, I can feel as my anxiety goes up, the pitch of the tinnitus can change a bit to where I can notice that there's something of a difference. I'm pretty good about my diet. I eat whole grain cereals in the morning. I stay away from deep fried food. I watch my salt intake. Don't eat fast food other than Subway. My weight's good. My health is good. So, you know, this is like one of those things where it's like there's no doctor's ever been able to really give me a straight answer.
Well, let me give you a straight answer. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Here's the bottom line. What you don't want to hear is that when you've got ear damage, it is permanent, technically. So I think that's why a lot of places are vague. And if you read a lot of research on the internet, it's kind of vague. But there is one thing that I've seen in my years, okay, that has been helpful. Now, I noticed you said you eat whole grains and that sort of thing, whole grain cereal and all that for breakfast. Really, that's not the best choice. If you've got tinnitus, wheat products, anything that contains wheat, all right, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, whatever. When you flip it over and you look at the ingredients and if the ingredients say wheat on them, then you're actually dealing with it's not just so much the gluten, it's actually the wheat itself that can cause tinnitus. Now, it may not get rid of it, but it may decline, meaning it might cut it by 50%, which that would be victory in my book. And also manganese. Manganese can be a deficiency when you're dealing with tinnitus. It can be one of those challenges. So you might want to look into that as far as manganese as supplementation and completely eliminating wheat from the diet. Have you done that at all, any of that?
Not as far as eliminating wheat from the diet, because up until now, I never felt that I really had a sensitivity to it or a problem with it.
I have
no problem varying my diet to acclimate me to what I need to do at this point. So,
good.
You know, I can definitely take 8 weeks and remove wheat and wheat gluten from my diet and see if there's an improvement there.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something to do. And manganese is just a mineral, and you can pick that up at a health food store. I mean, very cheap. And just follow the dosages on there and whatever the label tells you. And, you know, I mean, that's just from the research that I've seen and working with people through the years and all, that's been a trend. And especially with wheat as a food-based product, but also it's just a weird deficiency of manganese. But it's been in a lot of the text and the research articles that I've written, you know, just that I've studied and whatnot through the years. And Europe's done some research on that as well. So it's something well worth looking into. But this is what I tell people is that if you go through this for, I don't know, 3 months or whatever, and you don't see any improvement, or you might want to give it 6 months, and you don't really see any improvement, it's probably permanent damage. And I don't really know that tranquilizers are the best thing to do, but I'll tell you that air purifiers, which are good for your home anyway, right, because it helps with the air quality, but the fan at night and all that really drowns it out and helps you sleep, so it won't drive you crazy, because I know that can, and again, I've seen that with too many people. So I hope that helps. Just keep me posted on how it goes. Call me back on the show, or you can always send me an email, okay? Thanks so much. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can give us a call right now. And don't forget, our preferred wellness providers are in your area, and these are people that believe in providers that practice these natural and nutritional lifestyle-based principles and more of a preventative approach to coaching you to where you need to be. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, darling. What's up?
Well, I have a problem with my cholesterol.
Okay.
And blood sugar. I've got diabetes that runs in my family and all that, and I've got all that under control. I've been doing numerous things for that. But my cholesterol from being like 212, this time when I went, it was like 256. So
okay. The
LDL, the bad cholesterol, has really jumped up a lot, and I was just wanting to know, is there supplements that I can take? I did go to a local vitamin store, and they told me to get on one thing, and I was just wanting to know, is there foods that I can eat to maybe lower that?
Yeah, I mean, cholesterol, the big thing are eggs. That's just one of my favorites, and one of the things I've studied through the years and seen so much great research on. So, I mean, 2 to 3 organic eggs every day, cooked in coconut oil or butter, eat the whole thing. Unbelievable. It seems like a lot, but really good. I mean, hard-boiled eggs, however you want to do it. But it's great for cholesterol. Phenomenal. And another thing, CoQ10 has got really good research on it. Vitamin E, very good too. So those are all great. And Radius Rice. Radius Rice is what they made all the statin drugs from, but it's obviously natural and really easy on the body. So there's a whole gamut right there. I mean, cholesterol should never really overly concern you. There's way too many natural things and lifestyle choices that you can make. And, you know, the HDL is the good cholesterol. Those are the good guys. All that stuff I told you about is really good for getting that LDL, the bad one, down. But it's really more about keeping the HDLs up. Exercise 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week has been proven to do that. Thanks for the call. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. We're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
We've always heard that we are what we eat. Well, physicians everywhere tell you that diet is the first step toward a healthy heart. Step One Foods is a new system that mixes scientifically proven nutrients with the foods that you love, like pancakes, dark chocolate bars, and smoothies. The Step One program allows you to replace 2 meals or snacks that you normally eat and then enjoy nutritious foods the rest of the day, including lean proteins, fresh fruits and vegetables, and whole grains. Many people have found Step One Foods to be a solution
options for statin drugs or side effects of many medications. Every serving of Step 1 is scientifically based and has all the critical building blocks of heart health. With no added sugars, preservatives, colors, or fillers, Step 1 Foods is trusted by physicians. Visit step1foods.com, that's step1foods.com, or call 866-543-4273, that's 866-543-4273.